Today I'm going to read scripture from Luke, the first chapter, verses 68 through 79. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has looked favorably on his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a mighty savior for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke through the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, that we would be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Thus, he has shown the mercy promised to our ancestors, and he has remembered his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our ancestor Abraham, to grant us that we, being rescued from the hands of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the forgiveness of their sins, by the tender mercy of our God. The dawn from on high will break upon us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. The word of God for the people of God.
You may be seated. On Thursday, most of us are probably aware that it is Thanksgiving, a day where we come together to be thankful and to eat lots of food. Now, this Thanksgiving has been kind of an interesting one for my particular family. I guess it was Wednesday or Thursday, the family received an email. Well, let me tell you about this email. This email was from my one and only, and of course, favorite brother, Alex Turner. And this email started off by saying, "I'm so glad it's Thanksgiving, and I don't know whose idea it was to say that I was going to have leftover Thanksgiving food and that was going to be it, because the original plan that we had not told my brother is that we were just going to do steak and potatoes and I was going to bring some Thanksgiving food from another Thanksgiving I had to go." Well, that didn't sit well with Alex. Alex informed us that that is ludicrous, and that because we were planning this kind of blah Thanksgiving, that he was now in charge. And so he informed us that there will be two vegetable dishes, there will be one stuffing dish, that there will be potatoes, there will be macaroni and cheese. Whatever meat my dad decides to cook is fine. He's not really connected to the turkey as much. But he said that we could put our request in on Friday, and that he would be the one that makes the final decision on what we have and what we don't have. And then as you scroll down through this email, there's about 20 recipes in there for us to think about. And so he told us he's the boss this year, because if it was up to him, he would make everything, all the gloriousness of Thanksgiving in his mind. Now, on the flip side of that, while he is big into Thanksgiving, and if you know my brother, that's really kind of funny because he doesn't always show his emotion and his passion, I, on the other hand, am going through a Thanksgiving where I am learning how to balance my family, my future in-laws, all the different Thanksgiving, and that causes me anxiety because I've never had to do it, and it just scares the bejesus out of me. And so we're in two different spots in this Thanksgiving year. He is super excited because this is the day he lives for. If we could switch spots and he could go to four different Thanksgivings, he would, and I would be okay with that as well. Because I'm sitting here like, how are we going to make everybody happy? How are we going to show our faces to both sides of the family? And so we see these two kind of opposite reactions to this holiday, neither of which actually have to do with the reason we're gathering. Because the reason we're gathering is to be thankful. The reason that we're gathering is to acknowledge the blessings that we have within our life and to be thankful. And we do this meal, this brought together thankfulness one day a year, which is very interesting to me. Because while my brother's excitement and my anxiety are two emotions that are very different, when we think about this meal, when we think about everyday life, those are two emotions that are seen in everyday life. We see someone who might be excited. We see someone who might be anxious. And yet we're always supposed to be called to be thankful. It shouldn't just be this one day. And so in this microcosm that is the Turner Thanksgiving Chronicles, it really is a microcosm of everyday life that we should be doing, not just the anxiety, the excitement, the thankfulness. And in us being thankful, no matter if we're excited or anxious, there's Christ. There's Christ who we sitting here today claim as King. We claim as our Savior, the Son of God. See, today, as Pastor Arthur talked about earlier, in the liturgical calendar, it is Christ the King Sunday. It is the culmination of this journey that started with Advent, of a boy being born, being raised by his parents, going off and to do ministry, and then who was crucified and then resurrected for us. See, in our scripture today, we look at Zechariah. Zechariah is speaking this prophecy that's recorded by Luke. Zechariah is talking about this most holy one, the one who is going to make that covenant in which God had spoken to Abraham about come true. Talking about Christ, our King. Talking about this light into darkness. And not only is Zechariah talking about Christ Jesus, Zechariah is also talking about John the Baptist, his own son that was not yet born. Talking about John the Baptist who would come and prepare this way for Christ. If we really think about it, John the Baptist taught us what it meant, what it means to make more disciples before the disciples were even brought together with Christ. Because John was going out into the world and letting everyone know that Christ is coming, letting everyone know that they're going to be baptized by the Holy Spirit through Christ Jesus, and that the Messiah was coming. And so in this prophecy of Zechariah, we really can think about it within our own lives, because if we think about those very, very last lines about the light coming into darkness, and we think about what is light? What is light exactly? Light's a powerful tool within our own world. You think about it, when there's more light, we can see better. If we think about the aspect of light and how we need the sun and light for organisms to grow, like plants, we also think about the fact that the fastest, according to scientists, entity is the speed of light. If we think about what time of year we're in, where here in the great state of Alabama, the sun goes down at 4:30. I know individuals who, when the sun goes down at 4:30, they say, okay, it's bedtime. Where when it's in the middle of July and the sun stays out a little longer, we're able to stay up. It's not bedtime as early. See, that sunlight or any kind of light, it helps us in a lot of different ways. It's one of the most powerful things that we know of. And then when we think about Zechariah talking about this light coming into darkness, the way Zechariah is talking about Christ Jesus, this little baby who is coming into this dark world and who is going to light it up. This Christ the King that's going to turn this world upside down. That we know through seeing the ministries and the miracles of Christ and the resurrection of Christ. And that believing in Christ within our hearts, we see that hope, that light that Zechariah is talking about. But when we think about this prophecy, and we think about Zechariah saying that the light is going to come into the darkness, we might think that it's done. Christ has come into the world. The light has come into darkness. But when I read this, and I think about our faith, I think about Christ, I think about John, the one who is going to prepare the way for Christ. I think about Christ, that light being inside of us. And that light needing to project out. For us to go and to be like John is. And letting others know of Christ. Letting others know of that light that is inside of us. That way that the world that we live in can be brighter and brighter. And that there's more light. And it's spreading. And that others acknowledge and see that light that is inside of them. So that they too are brighter. And can share. And can go and do exactly what John is doing with his life. Just exactly what the disciples did with their lives. To go and to let others know of who Christ is, what Christ has done, and that love of Christ. Christ who is the King of Kings. Christ who is the Son of God. Christ who we claim as the Messiah. Christ who we gain our hope from. The Christ that gets us excited because of the things that he has done, seeing how he has worked within our lives and in the lives of others, but also the Christ that we go to when we're anxious and worried. Letting others know of who that Christ is and being thankful for that Christ in our lives and in the lives of others. And wanting others to have that Christ that we claim as the King, as we claim as our Messiah, that we hold on to, not to keep it to ourselves, but to make sure others know. Because John hadn't even met Christ when he first started his ministry. But yet he went out and he told people about this Messiah that was coming. Exactly the prophecy that Zechariah was sharing. We know of that Christ. We have seen that Christ work within our lives and within the lives of those around us. And so we need to take what Zechariah is sharing with us today. And know that we too can be the prophets, those who go out and to share that light. Because this world still has darkness in it. This world still is looking for that light of Christ that is inside us all. That works within us. So let us be thankful for that Christ, Christ the King of our lives. But let us continue what Luke is sharing from Zechariah's words. Continue to go and to share. continue to go and let that light be seen. Let that light of Christ spread to the ends of the earth so that this world, everywhere we go, will have that light of Christ within it. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your presence, Lord. And we thank you for your Son. Your Son who was the light that came into this dark world and who continues to work within our lives, who continues to be inside of us, Lord. So, Lord, guide us. Guide us that we may be people who share that light, who make this world even brighter, who help others know of that hope that we have through Christ our King. It's in your Son's name that we pray. Amen.